And what are the situations where you do CNS prophylaxis and how do you do it?
So if we still don't have real data to show the value of CNS prophylaxis, but more and more the data looking at intrathecal prophylaxis, which used to be routinely done, recommended before, so intrathecal methotrexate, for example, that's looking to be not very effective. So in my own clinic, we're no longer giving intrathecal methotrexate as prophylaxis because we don't think it works. So if a patient is at significant risk for CNS recurrence, you know, based on what we just talked about, I would be looking to try and treat them with some systemic methotrexate. In our protocol, we actually use 4 doses of methotrexate that we try to deliver over the course of the 6 cycles of R-CHOP. And the dose of methotrexate that we're using is kind of a medium dose, so 3.5 grams per meter squared. I would administer in my own clinic usually after 4 cycles of treatment and then give the remaining 2 at the end of treatment, so after cycle 6. But again, that's just our practice. My primary goal is to make sure that I'm not derailing the R-CHOP. So the one treatment we know the patient needs is the R-CHOP chemotherapy. And if you overwhelm them by bringing in another toxic drug and they can't finish the 6 cycles of R-CHOP, well, then I think you've actually harmed them rather than helped them by trying to bring in that methotrexate. So I think it takes balancing out the patient's age, their comorbidities, and their overall tolerance of chemotherapy. But, you know, if a patient is certainly under the age of 70, if they don't have any serious comorbidities, I would think about bringing in that methotrexate and try to administer it in between cycles of R-CHOP. And I think when you give it and sort of the timing of it is probably up to patient tolerance, but I aim to give 4 treatments with the whole package of R-CHOP.
What's your best estimate of what this does to the risk of CNS relapse? I don't know that there's a whole lot of data.
There isn't a whole lot of data, you know, and I don't think that anybody has systematically treated patients. So even in, from retrospective data, it's hard to look back and to estimate whether or not this is impacting. So I think that we've got enough data from the retrospective compilation of information we have to suggest that intrathecal therapy doesn't look helpful. So many of us have moved to the systemic therapy. And I think time will tell whether or not we can determine its benefit. But right now, I'd have to say we just don't have the data to know what it's going to do in terms of impacting that risk.